Now, because I know some people are getting upset, and I know you were a little upset when I called you, and we're not here trying to harass you or force you into doing anything that you don't want to do. I want to make that clear.
Okay.
But because this was brought to our attention, we're just trying to make you feel, I guess I'm trying to look for the right words, comfortable, so that if you want to do something or if you don't want to do something, it's totally your choice. Okay, let me make that, let me put my phone on silent, absolutely clear.
It'll be mine.
Oh, okay.
I think it's my iPad over there. Oh,
I'm sorry. Am I sitting on?
No, I got it.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting my work emails.
Oh, okay.
Boy.
So that you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when things happen in the workplace, and you know, people talk, they gossip, things get out, like in the police department, okay? Because I don't work at City Hall. I work for the police, and you know, the police department gets in the news about everything.
Right.
I know you see that.
Right.
And if we don't look at it and do what's called our due diligence by talking to people about it, then it appears that we're trying to sweep it under the rug. Okay. So that's all we're doing, is talking to the people that are involved to see if they want to do something about it or not. It's their choice. But that way we're doing what we're supposed to do.
Right.
And giving that employee the opportunity to say yes or no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and because the incident was brought to our attention, that's all we're doing.
Okay.
We're not trying to harass you. We're not trying to force you into doing anything.
Okay.
Okay? So, have I made you feel a little better?
I'm good. It was stress. It's stressful at my job. Today it's not a good day. Just the day itself. So when you called, I was just
upset.
Stressed.
Yeah.
More so stressed. And I guess, a little upset. Yeah.
Oh, I understand. I mean, because I know there's a lot going on, and then tomorrow is a council day, and I've sat in on some of the council meetings because of where I work. Okay. And, you know, I have, part of my job is dignitary protection.
I think that's where I've seen you.
Right, because I'll have, so occasionally I have to go and sit in at council meetings, and and so I've seen some of the things, and then some of the protests and things like that that go on about the different agenda items and things like that. I go to those protests. So, anyway.
And there's, I'm sorry, there's another aspect to this, too, is that there was an allegation brought up where it may involve the police to get involved.
Right.
And that's just something we need to make sure that everybody's okay, too, that everybody's safe and feels comfortable at work.
Right.
Which is kind of why we're here. And just to let you know, this is a tape recorder. We're recording everything.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It is what it is. You know, the events happen. I mean, it happened, but, and I guess I'll get to it if you want me to get started.
If you don't mind, yes.
Okay. Let's see, it had to have been Monday, the 14th.
No, the
13th. Yeah, Monday, the 13th, yeah. It was an item, but we knew that it was coming. The mayor had already called a press conference over the item. It's a hot topic item. It's Trinity Toll Road. And so the Wednesday before, which was the 8th, Wednesday the 8th, mayor had announced a press conference and that, you know, he would have a meeting. Well, in order for him to have that meeting, the mayor has to, what we call the meeting, send the city secretary's office a written request to call this meeting. So, and that's according to the rules. So the memo has to be submitted from the mayor's office, then we actually put the agenda on. Very hot topic, but he did at the last minute announce it. So we had been talking about receiving the memo that on Friday, but he decided to send it on Monday, which is a deadline, because there's a state deadline. I'm just trying to build up to the tension here.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
There's this 7 to 2 hour posting requirement. So the meeting was set for Thursday at 1, so it had to be posted at 1 o'clock on Monday in order to meet this deadline. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's just high tension. So that we got the memo in, and then we eventually got the agenda in. The agenda notice. Okay, so it's a notice that says this is the meeting, but then there's the briefing materials that go along the Trinity, this Dream Team briefing proposal that's attached to it, but it doesn't have to be, it's not a part of the requirements. The notice is that our office prepares. So it had to have been 101, 1 o'clock, 101, 102 at the latest. And I'm in my office. My back, my desk is kind of L-shaped. And I face, if you're walking in, I'm facing this way. So I, people can walk in and I don't see them unless until I, you know, they can stand behind me sometimes and I don't see them. Well, that's what happened. And it happens all the time. So it's, I guess that's why I'm numb to it, because we have council members come in, they're upset, you know. So I look up and Mr. Councilmember Griggs is standing there, irate. I've seen him upset before at the meetings, but very upset. One is, you know, the meeting itself is a controversial item. Then two, he really felt like, well, one, he wanted to know. Let me get back to the story. He came in and said, you know, this meeting is when he walked in. This meeting is in violation and it can't happen, and you didn't meet the 72-hour requirement. And I'm saying, we did. You know, we did. And I went to show him the posting on the where we actually posted the meeting, but he was like, no, it's not, because it needed briefing materials. You know, in order to meet the requirement, it has to have, everything has to be given to the public, I guess, or pushed out on the website at the same time. I'm thinking, you know, I'm not trying to argue, but now granted, it's a lot of profanity. I'm just, yeah, it's really tense. You know, he's talking loud, and you know, and just, and this is effing meeting is not, is in violation, and you know, I want to see the effing materials and this meeting, and he's clearly, in my opinion, upset at, it's misdirected anger. Anyways, so I'm kind of freaking out, but I'm trying to stay calm because that is my job. And that's some of my concern is, you know, I'm in a high pressure job. So that was what I was upset about, is that, you know, I'm supposed to be able to have thick skin and handle cursing and, you know, all of that. I think so. But it was a little different today. That day he was very, very upset. And then so I get on the phone because we don't handle the briefing materials. We just post a notice. Any briefing comes from the departments. So I'm just trying to, don't know what to do at this point. So I'm calling the city manager's office, and I got the assistant. And, you know, I can hear on the phone, she can hear him just going off. I mean, he's just pacing.
And the assistant is?
Lindsay Kramer.
Okay.
And he's pacing in my office, just going on, just going on. And so I'm on the phone and I'm trying to repeat, so trying to catch her up to speed, but he's there, so I really can't talk to her full on because he's literally standing right there. And he's like, and don't you push that briefing out, I'll break your effing papers. You know, insinuating that we were going to, because we didn't have the briefing materials at the time, we were somehow going to push it out while he was there so I could say, hey, look, it's there now. You know, where I'm trying to pull a fast one on him. That's, you know. And so I'm like, okay. Now, that caught me off because it was tense. And then so I said, well, Lindsay said, well, the attorneys, you know, we were all just kind of, the attorneys told me that, you know, it's okay for me to send the agenda. So I started, I said, well, you need to come upstairs. I called AC, the city manager, and the attorney, because this is out of my area. I'm saying this to myself calmly while he's pacing behind me. I'm like, well, you guys need to come up here as soon as possible because I have him here and he's very upset, you know, trying to stay professional without saying, you know, he's going to give it to you guys. And well, they, of course, they get up there and he's still upset and he's chewing them out too. But as far as, you know, my, and that's when they witnessed all of that. But that was the episode. That was the incident.
Okay. Now, in your office, where you sit,
mm-hmm.
did anybody else witness this?
As far as visual, physically seeing it, no, because he's in my office. My office is enclosed.
Okay.
I have higher
like the
cubicle walls,
mm-hmm.
So they couldn't see it, but they heard it.
I'm because sure after he heard.
Yes, when he left out, they were like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "I'm fine. I'm fine." Okay. You know, they heard it. You could hear it outside in the hallway.
Do you know who? When you say they, who? For instance, who would have heard it?
Right? Yeah, when I walked, well, the department kind of peeks his head out, but. The guy that right next to me in the acute, right next to me, Brylon Franklin, he's the one that said, he was the one that said, are you okay? And then I have customer service rep. See, my office is in the front, and I sit by the reps at the very front of the office. And so the two ladies and everyone heard it. But I just came out. I do it all the time. I go on because I can't. My department, I don't say they react based on how I react. So I'm like, oh, it's nothing, keep going. I'm not going to sit, and then that's not my personality to sit around and rehash stuff and go, it's, you know, we have work to do. And they'll tell you that. I just went right back to making sure the item was posted. We got the, you know, I had to send a memo out making the announcement. So I just go on with things. I don't sit and discuss it at all. Because I don't like the office drama or whatever. So when I walk out and say, okay, I'm like, oh, I'm fine. And, but it was the guy that, Brylon Franklin and Anna Gonzalez and Ashley De La Rosa. Those were the two that saw me come out of my office and go to the copier and come back in. And I went right back to my area. That's you know, I figure I got to have thick skin. I can't. But it was different. He was very upset. He was very upset.
Okay. So, these outbursts, this one was more, I guess, intense than normal, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I've never seen him that angry. When I've seen him angry. He's been upset before. I've never, His voice was stronger. He was using, you know, very harsh curse words. And the whole, I think really he was definitely caught up when he was like, you bet not push that agenda out, break your effing fingers. I'm like, calm down, you know.
How did you feel when he said that? How did you feel? What did you, how did you tell me how you felt.
It shocked me, but I wasn't. It shocked me that he said that because I saw another side of him. And I even said that to my boss. I'm like, God, I look at him differently now. But at that moment, and even right now, I wasn't afraid.
So you didn't feel that he would carry out his threat, in other words? Or did you? I don't know.
I did not think, I'm going to make sure I answer it correctly, clearly. I saw another side of him.
Right.
Where it made me think, you know, I even joked about it, you know, I made a joke about it. So, again, I saw another side where he potentially could, if he was pushed, you know, but at that moment, I didn't feel like I was in danger, if that's clear.
Well, when you interviewed, when you were given your statement, you said he was very irate, he was upset. You said he had misdirected anger. Mm-hmm. And then he made that comment or that threat of don't do that. Mm-hmm. You said you saw another side of him, mm-hmm. meaning what other side? What is the side you are comparing him to, I guess, is the question. Because we don't...
Okay, this is...
Because I don't know him like that.
Right.
And I'd really... I work around him a little bit more than you.
Right.
I'll give you the analogy I use, and this is, I hate to be on recorder, but I did say it, and I said it jokingly. I mean, I said it jokingly. I did. Again, I didn't go home. I didn't have dreams or any. It was over when he walked out, literally. But the joke or the analogy I used, and I think I said it to my boss, was I could see him smiling, because he has, you know, he has this really, really nice demeanor about him, and he is a nice guy. Mm-hmm. I think so, but I said, you know, I think I could see him going home and breaking someone's neck. I think I might neck, and still smile and walk off. And nobody. It was this calm but really weird. When he said that, it was really weird, and I do see another side. And let me say this, in being fair, everyone, this is fair, including myself. When you're really upset, you do, and you say, you come out of character. He was clearly out of character, and I have to be fair, because I've been emotional before. I try not to get that angry, especially at work. I don't think I've ever gotten an angry at work, but in fairness, we all, there are buttons, and there are certain, you know, and I think if you push that right button, we all can come out of character. He was out of character, the character that I've seen him
in the council meetings.
He was out of character, and I used the comment, I could see him going home and killing someone and walking right off with no...
No, I got you. But
from what you said, I don't. To me,
I shouldn't have said that, but that's what I said.
But to me, it doesn't seem like you pushed any buttons.
No, I did
and
not.
And his buttons to get him out of character.
No.
Okay. Did you ever when you talked to him? Did you ever let him know? Hey, that offended me, or you don't.
Oh no. And.
Are y'all not allowed to tell people that they're being rude or abrupt?
I can't say allowed. We just, we don't.
Okay.
You just...
I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Because, like, for us, and when I say us, I mean at work, mm-hmm. like when we have what we call complainants, people complaining about whatever, or people calling it... the office, mm-hmm. and when they start using profanity or whatever, we'll say, you know, look, you need to speak in a different way, you need to do whatever. If you don't stop, I'm going to end our conversation.
No. I don't personally think, I'm not going to say we're not allowed, because that's a personal thing. Mm-hmm. But our environment, at least the area, the department I'm in, in the atmosphere is that you don't. You just take it, you know.
Hmm. Is that still recording? There was a light on it. It's not on now.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Would you mind writing down what you said? And then you can add how you felt that you're okay.
Yeah, because I do want to, I can definitely state the events.
Okay, do you mind?
Because, and then let me add this too. He did come back around 4:30. This was like, I'm serious, at 101, 102 or what? It was right after the deadline because that was his thing, is, you know, trying to make, I guess, say that we didn't miss right. the deadline. But then he came back about 4:30 with this calmness, the typical calmness, and he wanted to, he still had he wanted to defer the item instead of getting it. He's still trying to not hold his meeting. Issue. Yeah. And I was able to say, just for the record, is, you know, I don't think our rules provide this. Let me look at it. It's, you know, fine. You can talk to the attorney. I've already talked to the attorney, and he walks out. So it was, I don't want you to think I'm just shaking in my boots, because I don't.
No, I didn't think that.
It's to me, it's thick skin. It's getting the work done.
I respect that. I mean, I don't think less of you, believe me, at all.
Actually, more for biting your tongue.
Yes. But do you mind writing down what you said? And you can add that part that you weren't, you know, that you have thick skin and that you weren't offended or whatever. Okay. You can put all that. Because I don't want you to not put how you felt. Because I want you to say, you know, that you're fine or whatever. I need you to put everything that you said, if you don't mind.
Before you write, in once you write, we'll turn the recorder off. Is there anything you'd like to ask us? Or is there anything... And let me say, is there anything that you want to discuss with us or tell us that we haven't asked or that you haven't said so far?
No. That was the incident. And I know you all are doing your job. So whatever happens, happens, I guess.
What would you like to see happen?
You know, I really would like to, for not... some of the outburst and the harshness to at least tone down.
With him?
With all of them. But, you know, some more than others. And he's more than others. But you have a few that are just, you know, just really aggressive.
Now, we can discuss that with our chief. And he can discuss it with AC. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if AC does that, discussing with it, or the mayor's, or the mayor discusses it with them, and maybe something can change with this. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, to me, it needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily in court, that's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know.
Yeah, and it's twofold, too, because at the same time, that's just, in my opinion, that's just the nature of the job.
When we go out on
and
a scene.
I don't, and let me, I'm sorry to cut you off. Mm-hmm. And I don't want, and that's one of my, that was one of the reasons I was real hesitant about doing this, because of the perception or how I would be perceived as weak.
But you're not. No, weak would be someone else who would like start screaming, cussing, whatever. You maintained your composure, right? You continued on with your job. You didn't gossip. You didn't, whatever. You continued on with your day and did your job, right?
Yeah,
so you're correct. Not weak.
By no means.
But you, it just seems weak. Like I'm crying about the incident.
You are not crying about the incident. We're doing our job. Mm-hmm. You're not crying about the incident. But my personal opinion is that whole, and you're not the only one we've talked to.
Right.
It needs to be addressed.
Right.
And it isn't, you're not the only one who's talked to in this manner. I'm sure you know.
Yeah, I know.
There's an expectation that this is a profession. It's simple.
Right.
We have rules. We have ethics. We have a code of conduct. We have, everybody has a boss.
Right.
We do, so does he. So there's, that's why we're here. There's an expectation that when you go to work, you should feel safe at work. Right. It's simple. So I wouldn't consider that weak at all.
And I think you should be allowed to do your job. And I mean, now if you did something crazy, then I should be allowed to tell you, not, you know, whatever, but, you know, hey, blah, 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 you did X, Y, Z incorrectly. Mm-hmm. Right? Right. And discuss it with you without cursing at you, without belittling you, without screeching at you.
In a professional manner.
But when you're doing what you're supposed to do. Now, we all have our days. I mean, you said that, because I do, you do, we all do.
Correct.
But it shouldn't be all the time.
Yeah, that was my biggest thing. I just feel like that I can't handle my job. Because it is stressful, but that's what I signed up for, you know?
But I say you did, because you soldiered on and you continued your day.
Okay.
So, if you would.
All right.
I'm going to turn this off, and if you have nothing else, I'm going to turn the recorder off.
Thank you.